John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kiltica.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
The High Gain Podcast.
What do we talk about, John?
The custom, boutique, one-off stuff.
Bespoke guitars.
Any guitar.
Bespoke only.
Guitars.
Yep. Where do we record from?
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It is beautiful these days.
It's pretty nice. It's summer.
Yep. I love it.
The heart of summer.
Yep. We live in West Seattle. We're kind of up the hill from the beautiful Puget Sound.
Yes.
And I think with all the news these days, I think we are in premium location for waterfront real estate. When the water rises 30 feet and all of a sudden, like, it crests the hill and...
And you know, we're looking at...
We're looking at water views. I love it. That's me cup half full and...
Yeah, walking out with all that heat.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Walk out my front door and just dive into the sound. It'll be just littered with the corpses of orca whales and
I thought you were going to say like, littered with the corpses of the Midwest.
The corpses of the previous waterfront owners who are now
right
under 30 feet of water.
Yeah, you know, that's cheery.
Yeah.
While the rest of the country burns up.
Yep.
You know, we're in our climate oasis up here.
Coastal elites.
What's not to like?
Okay. That's a cool looking guitar.
It is.
Yeah. Beverages. You know what I got over here?
It looks like you got some kind of something different.
Yeah, I got a frosty blue cream soda.
Blue cream?
Blue cream soda.
That sounds horrible, Ed.
Frosty. It's got a little, you know, kind of a Saint Nick looking dude on the front of it.
Frosty cream Santa Claus beverage.
Yeah, it's got like snow on it and stuff. It's great for when, you know... It's 90 degrees outside.
Is it actually like a cream taste?
Hang on.
You know what I think about cream soda, Ed? That is some bullshit flavor. That flavor?
Really?
The cream soda?
What about like an orange sickle?
It's horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like cotton candy? What about like a cotton candy kind of thing?
I guess cotton candy's all right.
I would describe the flavor as very blue cream. Very.
What's the blue part? It's,
you know, like blue bubble gum?
Yeah.
What's like that?
There's no way
yeah
Big Corn isn't in on this.
This is like 98% Big
Come
Corn.
Come on, tell me about the corn syrup.
Carbonated water.
Yep.
Pure corn sugar.
Of course.
Second ingredient. sodium benzoate. That's not a Big Corn byproduct,
That gives it the pop.
Oh, I love the pop. And then you've got your artificial flavor and blue dye number one.
Yeah.
Fucking Big Corn. Oh, no.
What?
Scratch that.
What?
pure cane sugar.
Yeah, but is it corn syrup?
No.
Natural corn flavoring.
No. What I thought was the word corn is the word cane. It's pure cane sugar.
I don't buy it.
Frosty? You think Frosty's going big corn?
Frosty, the blue cream Santa Claus dude?
Interstate Distributing out of Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, okay.
Yeah, they make a nice beverage in Detroit.
Yeah.
You kidding? Great. What about you? What do you got?
Myself, I went with one of our standbys, Ed.
Oh, yeah?
I got us some of this Bundaberg. It's Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger beer.
I just watched The Rover, which is a Australian post-apocalyptic Robert Pattinson movie. What about these guys?
I'm pretty sure invert bottle before opening isn't the slogan.
That's not the...
They're Australian. They don't need a slogan.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Frosty don't have a slogan either. Drink this shit. That's their slogan.
Drink it down. You know, you get the Australian beverage cartel.
Yeah. Right?
You put them in an octagon with the Detroit beverage cartel. How does that end?
I got to think the Australian boys are coming in with knives, right? That's not a knife. That's a knife, you know? But then the Detroit guys, they're packing serious heat.
With their Santa Claus beards and their blue beverages.
And their, you know.
Creamsicles.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not fucking around.
No.
Oh, boy, we are set up for violence and success today.
Yeah.
What's this, Ed?
It's a cool guitar.
I'm going to start by telling you a story, Ed.
Okay.
I know I don't tell too many.
You tell a few.
Biographical stories.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you one.
Okay.
Once upon a time,
mm-hmm.
in my growing up.
Oh, this is like autobiographical. This is you.
Oh, yeah. Autobiographical.
Okay.
I don't tell very many autobiographical.
Okay.
Everybody, regardless of where you grew up, you have the place you ditch school to go to. Maybe you ditch school and go out in the middle of that there cow field and, I don't know, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Growing up where I did.
Yeah.
You would ditch school and get on a train and go to New York City.
Sure.
And of course, for kids like me, junior high kids,
yeah,
I want to go to record stores, I want to go to guitar shops, I want to go all over the place. One of the places I went
mm-hmm.
was a guitar shop called Matt Umanov's.
Okay.
Established about 1969.
Okay.
Only just recently closed after 50-some-odd years.
Well, that's a bummer. Did Matt die? Did we lose him?
Decided to retire.
Just, okay.
But it was just like one of the mainstays, famous kind of vintagey.
Great.
Like, that was the place we always wanted to go.
Hanging out at Matt's.
It was on Bleecker Street.
Okay.
In the Village.
Yep.
A little later on,
mm-hmm.
in the 90s,
yep.
a guy gets a job at Matt Umanov. Hey, Matt, would you give me a job working in your fine guitar establishment?
Right.
I don't know. What do you do?
Sure.
I know about guitars.
Right.
All right, great. You can be a tech.
Wait.
Yeah?
Did we shift gears? Did we do a smash cut?
No.
Okay, so this guy is you?
What? No.
So
no,
you're telling me the story about you.
A guy,
but not you this
not
time.
Not me.
Okay, so we've faded in this story like I'm playing it like
right,
a movie in
dissolve.
My brain. You're back on the train going home.
And we do that thing where the year changes underneath.
Okay.
10 years after me spending lots of time sneaking out of school to go to this guitar
right,
shop.
Right.
Another guy.
This is a different guy.
It's a different guy altogether.
Is his name John Kilteca too?
No.
Okay.
His name is Dennis Fano. F-A-N-O.
Okay.
Old Dennis?
Yeah.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Here he is in the big city.
Right.
Looking to make his way.
Great.
Takes everything you've got. Old Matt Umanov gives him a job as a tech.
Okay.
He learns a lot about how guitars work, how to fix them, how to customize them. All
sure,
of that.
Sure.
Because Umanov is internationally known.
Okay.
He's always got the good stuff.
Okay.
Because he's been around so long.
It's a vintage shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, after he learns as much as he thinks he's going to learn our guy Dennis Fano, around about 2000, 2001.
Okay.
He decides, I think I could build these.
You said he started in the 90s?
In the 90s, like mid-90s.
Working there.
Yeah.
Puts in a solid 10, 15 years.
Mid-90s to 2000. It's like 5 years.
It's like 15 years, right?
Is it?
You're busting out a calculator.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Yep.
So he splits and goes to Pennsylvania.
Back home.
And he starts making Fano guitars, trying to figure out what he wants to do. One thing that's consistent with our man, Dennis,
Mm-hmm.
He loves offsets.
I'm on team offset.
And so this guitar I'm holding is actually a Fano guitar.
Yeah.
It is actually an offset.
Yep.
This one's got a couple of P90s in it.
I love it.
It looks like a Jazzmaster.
I love it.
Hardtail.
No whammy whammy.
No whammy banger.
I don't need it.
And the finish is distressed. It's a nitro finish.
Yep.
The neck plate has etched clean through it.
F.
F for Fano.
What's that pick guard?
This pick guard looks like it's a cutout piece of aluminum.
Yep. Super distressed aluminum.
Yeah.
I love it.
Rosewood fingerboard.
Yep.
Goto vintage tuners.
I like that a lot. Yep.
The colors available for this one are white, ice blue metallic, candy apple red, and this particular one is called Bull Black.
Bull Black. It looks great. It's got that checking. Yeah, it's
this
great.
Is the JM6 nod to Jazzmaster.
Master. Yep.
But I digress.
Oh, do you?
I do. In 2009,
okay,
our man Dennis, he sells.
The Fano company?
He's doing so well, and he's got such a name as a boutique builder.
Yeah.
He sells it to this unusual concern at the time. Out of Arroyo Grande, California, they were called the Premier Builders Guild. Ever heard of it?
Oh, I sure have. That's where our boy Abernathy worked, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he talked about that quite a bit, about how much he learned there, but it was weird because I didn't really get exactly what it was, and we didn't dig into it a ton.
So the gist of it was, hey, boutique guitar builders, why don't we all throw in and share resources like all that tooling we're going to need and all of that kind of stuff, learn from each other, help each other market.
Right.
Any number of different makers were a part of this. Gene Baker, I think, is who Abernathy worked for.
Totally.
Saul Cole guitars.
Okay.
Our man Dennis not only sold to the Premier Builders Guild, he becomes an employee.
Weird. Okay.
Which makes sense. I guess like if you've got this co-op, there's got to be some people actually running it.
It's in California, right?
Yeah.
So he moves out to California.
He does.
And he becomes an employee.
Uh-huh.
Like in tech, people sell their startup to bigger companies and then just become employees of that company. But Premier Guitar, what is it?
Premier Builders Guild.
They're not a brand. They're just like a marketing arm or whatever.
Kind of manufacturing.
Right.
And
right.
By all accounts, the quality of all the guitars coming out of there was high. Nonetheless, in 2014, Dennis, he decides he wants to try again to start up a guitar company from scratch. Maybe his ideas have kind of evolved, or he knows what the next thing is he wants to do. So he's looking for a cool place to go to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
He goes to Nashville. He gets a bunch of cats out there.
Yes. The Nashville cats.
Nashville cats.
Oh.
Yeah. And he starts a guitar company.
Mm-hmm.
Care to hazard a guess?
Is he Novo?
Yeah.
Because they look just like that.
Yeah.
They've got that like two-tone headstock.
I think Bilt does that as well.
Yeah.
Not only does he leave PBG.
Right.
2016, just 2 years later, PBG closes down altogether.
Okay.
So what happens to Fano then?
Does he buy his name back?
He does not.
Okay.
A company called Desert Suns Musical Instruments in Scottsdale, Arizona buys Fano. So at first I was thinking, Scottsdale, Arizona, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to be horrible. It's
going to
be some overseas, what the hell?
Yeah.
Turns out, Desert Suns Musical Instruments, the founder and CEO is a guy named Jack Schwartz.
Okay.
Jack Schwartz was at Fender for over 30 years.
Oh.
He was one of the original custom shop guys.
Oh, okay.
Remember our guy John Page, who invented the Bullet?
Oh, right.
And the Performer?
Yeah. Yep.
This guy, Jack Schwartz, trained with John Page.
Okay.
So this guy knows how to build a guitar.
Sure. Yes.
So now he's got his own company and he owns Fano.
Okay.
One of the first things they do is keep all the custom orders. So you can still contact them and say, I want this sweet ass custom guitar.
Like, yeah.
And they'll do that.
Okay.
But he also decided to do what they call small batch production.
Okay.
That's what this is I'm holding here.
Okay.
So this is made in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
This is the JM6.
Okay.
I don't know what the comparison is between Dennis Fano era Fanos
Right.
And his Novos, like, I don't know what the word on the street is.
Those Novo guitars look killer.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Killer. Can you dig that, John?
I could totally dig that.
Okay, cool.
You can still get these from the Arizona Boys.
Okay.
And our man Dennis landed on his feet with Novo.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, does anybody play these?
Right.
For something that's been around such a short time, they cost $2. Are people going to pick them up over...
just a, like, you know, Jazzmaster.
Turns out, yeah.
I would imagine so.
I'm going to hit you with the current day, the 2019.
Oh, God.
If I was going to give you a hint.
Okay.
I would say that these guys have been around for longer than 2019.
Okay. Okay. Is it the National?
No. No?
Pop punk.
That's a song called Good Samaritan.
Okay.
From 2019.
Okay.
The Hives.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy playing the Fano is Nicholas Arson.
They got cool names in the Hives.
Yep.
I think if you went back through the 2018 playlist, the Hives have been played on here before.
I think you're right.
And they were not playing Fanos.
You know why they are now?
Are they sponsored? Are they
there? Our man, Nicholas Arson, has a signature model.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's some good ginger beer.
That makes for good radio, the jingling ice cubes and slurping down.
Yeah, that's not coming off the soundboard.
Right.
Let's talk about how this thing even sounds.
Tell me about the pickups. What's going on with those? Are they...
two P90s.
Right.
Neck.
Yep.
Bridge.
Ooh.
So if I go to that bridge, you know how I like to roll it back looking for the screech?
You want to put some fuzz on that? Thank you.
That is a Big Muff Triangle reissue pedal.
That's cool.
You want to hear something cool?
Yeah, I do.
What if I take... our good friends at Old Blood Noise Endeavors.
Yeah.
And put their latest White Cap dual tremolo pedal on there.
Oh, please do. I love that White Cap pedal. And
so good.
You've never let me borrow it.
You should borrow it.
Those Old Blood guys, I like it when they put out guitar pedals because then we buy them and that's cool.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I like that pedal a lot. Analog and digital, right? So you can get...
yes, series or parallel. So if you want to run them both at the same time, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
If you want to feed one into the other, you can do that too.
I'll do it
all day long. Ed's running parallel series. He doesn't care. It's like parallel bars, quadratics. Yeah.
I'll do it all.
It's all tetrahedron.
Yeah, I'm silly about it.
You know who else likes these?
The National?
No.
Okay.
A guy maybe you don't know. This guy goes under the name...
Elvis Costello.
Pearl Lion.
Okay, I don't know about this guy.
This song is called NYC.
I love this guy. Oh my God.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah. So, like you.
Yeah.
I thought, who the hell is this dude?
Yeah.
Guy's name is Jared Scharf. He is a guitar player on Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Pearl Lion.
Pearl Lion. I'm adding it right now.
Yeah.
He released a song called Robert Paulson.
How about that, huh?
His name is Robert Paulson. That's a little Fight Club.
Do you know a woman named Matilda Arosi?
No.
She's a pretty good guitar player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She likes the Fano guitars.
Do you think she likes Tyler Durden?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
She plays in a band called Luminize.
Luminize. Okay.
This one's called Done With You.
Oh.
It's got Matilda with her Fano.
And she's playing guitar on that?
Yeah.
I love it.
Great tone she's getting out of that thing. What do you think of that? I'm fucking around with the volume pedal.
That's cool.
Okay, I got to hit you with the hypothetical.
Okay.
We hinted at this earlier.
Yeah.
But now I'm flat out asking you, Ed.
Okay.
So you can have this standard Series JM6 Fano.
Right.
For two bills.
Yeah.
Or you could go buy whatever the stock Fender Jazzmaster is.
Yeah.
For two bills.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Fano. All day.
Why?
Easy. I love Fender guitars, but I'm not real interested in going to Guitar Center or their website or whatever and getting brand new thing. Boutique builder.
Yep.
Every sale is a sale that matters.
Yep.
I'm into supporting that thing. Yep. And
yep.
You know what I couldn't get? A Fender Jazzmaster with a reliced finish and
right.
a bunch of custom options. For $2,000. All you could get is off the shelf, some dude cranking out Fenders for $2,000.
At Novo Guitars.
Yeah.
If you want what's called a clean finish.
Yeah.
No relic, they're going to charge you more for it.
That's great.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. His relic jobs are killer.
Yeah. I think we're in some kind of renaissance for the boutique guitar making craft.
Right. Another thing I thought was pretty cool on this guitar is the serial numbers.
On the back of the headstock?
On the back of the headstock is sharpied in.
Looks like a paint pen.
Yeah, yeah. Hand numbered.
Where are you going to get that?
Nowhere? From
Fano.
Fano, yeah.
I'm just really glad it wasn't a story of some cats in like China bought the rights to the name and they're shipping these things over from Indonesia.
I think we're well beyond the day of like Standard Oil buying guitar companies.
Yeah.
May as well have been Big Corn.
The day like Crisco.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's
Crisco?
I don't know. Who's Big Corn anyway?
Monsanto?
Monsanto?
Is Monsanto or Big Corn?
The Del Monte.
Oh. That's a big green dude, right?
Green Giant?
Yeah.
The day the Green Giant gets into guitars.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You want me to hot seat you?
Oh, yeah. Of course I do.
Okay, then. I'm going to hot seat you. This is 2016.
The National.
No.
Okay. Prince.
No.
Is it the Chili Peps?
No, it's not the Peps.
Shit. Um,
2016. Can you believe that?
Is it the Talking Heads?
Nope. Lighting, look outside.
Sometimes I'm just with my friends online. Come on in. I have no idea. I don't know.
That was the 1975?
This time, you know, person screaming at the radio. It's probably Claire and Vicky. They went and saw them.
Did they?
They went and saw the 1975 just like not long ago. There is a 1975 album, maybe within the last couple years, that we have on vinyl, and it's actually pretty good.
Really?
Sometimes when you're locked in a room and music is just played over and over, you know, you get that like Stockholm syndrome thing where like, I totally like this.
This is pretty good. Well, who'd you say this was? Clean.
That's... I love it. The only thing I'm going to do when I custom order one of these, I'm going to have that pickup selector put down low. And I'm going to have some Tele hardware put in it.
Ed?
Yeah.
We recently went over the top five.
Yeah.
Has this made a dent, Fano, boutique, guitar maker?
I think it does ease out the Firebird. Like my top five is Epiphone Coronet, Music Man St. Vincent, Mose Wright, Abernathy High Flyer, Gibson Firebird.
Top to bottom.
I think I like the Fano better than the Firebird, largely because the Firebird we played was a 2016. What we've said with our top five, it's the example we're playing. And so the example we played of the Firebird was just nothing special.
So my list was top to bottom, Abernathy, Mose Wright, 175, the Hamer Sunburst, and then the Silvertone Silhouette.
Yeah.
I think I could knock that Hamer off and put a Fano on there.
Wait. So your list is an ordered list, 1 to 5.
Yes.
Of what you like the best to least.
Yes.
And you're saying that this slots into number 4.
If I took 4 out, then you'd reorder it.
Okay. So Hamer is now number 5, not the Silhouette.
Right.
Okay. Because what you said was...
No. Hey, currently, Sunburst is number 4. Okay. So now the Silhouette is number 4. The Fano becomes number 5. Take it out.
Yeah.
Move that one up.
Yeah.
Add another one at
the
bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Bam.
That's interesting. We've both got an Abernathy and a Fano. I wonder if we're morphing to the boutique side.
You know, we've got a long way left for the year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while before something moves into number 1.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I want to thank you for coming, Ed.
You're welcome, John. It was totally my pleasure.
It's always up in the air. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
It says, I'll be right over.
Yeah, sometimes.
And then he doesn't come.
Right.
And I'm left crying.
Right. Thehighgain.com.
Yep.
Twitter, Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram.
Sure. We got a Patreon.
We got a Patreon page.
Throw a couple bucks our way.
Sure would be nice.
Keep us in these beverages.
Yep.
Keep us buying Big Frosty.
Yeah.
You know?
Beverages aren't going to drink themselves.
No. Cool.
Yep.
Leave a review.